Enjoying a glass of wine in a luxury hotel suite sounds appealing to most people. But a viral video from last week may make you reconsider whether you want to do that. Some disturbingly unhygienic cleaning practices at 14 five-star hotels in Beijing, Shanghai, Fujian, and Guizhou have been exposed. So, have you guys checked out the video? And in words, can you please explain to me how bad is it, really?
I would say it's appalling. So, according to an 11-minute video called The Secret of the Cups, drinking glasses may have been cleaned with a used bath towel in a slew of world-renowned five-star hotels. Rooms at the most expensive hotels shown in the video, the Bulgari in Shanghai, start at around 4,000 yuan or $580 per night. And in footage recorded by a hidden camera, an employee at the Bulgari appears to reach into a bathroom trash can to retrieve a disposable plastic lid for cups and wipe it on his work uniform so it can be used again. How thrifty. And at the Waldorf Astoria in Shanghai, meanwhile, a housekeeper is shown wiping down a room sink, toilet seat, and cups with the same sponge. Now, you know that when you go out and spend the time in a budget hotel, you could expect something like unwashed linen or something. But cleaning the room sink, toilet seat, and cups with the same sponge, that's a totally different level. That's something I couldn't imagine, even with the wildest of my imagination. that's just appalling. And the authorities, including the Tourism Bureau in Beijing and Shanghai, have said they are investigating and will work toward strengthening supervision. The video's creator, a man who goes by the alias Mr. Wu and has more than 320,000 followers on microblogging platform Weibo, claims to have spent over 2,000 nights at around 150 hotels over the past 6 years. So he's well experienced in knowing the ins and outs of hotels, and he took a personal interest in making sure that the hotels they're staying in are conducting their business to make sure that whoever stays in there are healthy. I don't know. I'm not sure, but certainly he has a stake in this.
I would imagine that Mr. Wu, he says he's spent over 2,000 nights in around 150 hotels. I wonder how much toilet water he's drank.
Oh.
Especially us Chinese people, we like to drink, well, we like to have warm water. So what you do is you boil the water and you pour it in to the glass or cup. And now I'm thinking,
that might kill all the bacteria.
But if you're drinking that liquid, I don't want to think about it.
That doesn't justify the hotel staff cleaning the cups with the sponge that they've used to clean the toilet. It doesn't make it right.
Well, this sounds like, I can only think of one word, and it's just training. I think that this is huge. I was reading on a report from the U.S. Center of Disease Control, and apparently each year, about 100,000 people die every year from the spread of bacteria in different institutions, be it hotels and mainly hospitals. So it's huge that a lot of these institutions have to apply some type of training for their staff. And it sounds like perhaps there's a little bit of a... The cleaning culture, so to speak, could use a little bit of modification.
Oh, you're so light and easy on these people. And Tony, you think this is training? Well, for me, because I'm looking at these hotel brands, they almost come with, glitter. They're top international hotels.
Five-star hotels.
Yes, and people pay an arm and a leg to stay there. And often they have different chains in different parts of the world. And often they're always the top hotel in the area. And I'm trying to fathom here. What about the international practice? Are they also like this? Or is it just in certain areas? Or like here in these cities in China? And I would have thought that training for staff must follow some sort of standard protocol all around the world. I would actually blame management. I don't think it's people necessarily not knowing what to do, but it's for some reason that they get away with it. So
I think it's a few things. It's not just the manager's fault. I think it's a collection of things such as, for example, on the Food Safety magazine, there's a few statistics that I think some people may not be aware of. Like 80% of communicable diseases are transferred by touch. Okay. Fewer than 75% of women and 50% of men wash their hands after going to the bathroom. And I've encountered this experience many times myself. Every time a toilet is flushed with the lid up, a fine mist containing bacteria such as Escherichia coli and Staphylococcus is spread over an area of about 6 meters squared. Okay, the area around the sink in the public bathroom is 90% covered in such a bacteria. One more. A reusable cloth towel harbors about 3 million forms of bacteria. Okay, disposable towels obviously are a cleaner way of drying your hands. So I don't believe that a lot of workers are aware of some of these statistics on how bacteria grows and where it is and how it can be spread. Mm-hmm. And I think that if this was put into, say, some of these hotel chains, training, mm-hmm. I believe a lot of people would act differently. And I feel that if there is some type of ongoing training that's going on, then I feel that management and the workers, everyone would have a sense of a better sense of sanitation.
Well, it's just ironic to imagine those patrons of this international brand 5-star hotels in the suits and dress shoes and perhaps gowns and with the perfumes and all, drinking from a cup that's been washed with a sponge that's also washed their toilets. I mean, this is not management and this is not training we're talking about, because the 5-star hotels, international brand, they're supposed to have a reputation to keep. They're supposed to have a series of protocols for training those hotel staff. What we are looking at is the problem that perhaps the market for high-end hotels is being spread thin, has been too crowded. I mean, in the sense that between the year 1990 and the year 2016, in 17 years, the number of 5-star hotels in China have increased 9 times. Mm. And profit has been squeezed so thin to the point that management has to find all sorts of ways to cut expenditure and turn a profit. In some cases, it's really hard for them to recruit a sanitary worker in the hotels. I look into some data showing that actually a sanitary worker at those hotels, they make about 2,500 to 4,000 yuan a month. That's not nearly as much as a sanitary worker who will work, for instance, for individual households. We know that the market for individual house cleaning services has been increasing. I remember a few years ago, one of my colleagues complained about how expensive it is to get somebody to have their apartments cleaned. I mean, talking about 60 yuan per hour. And I did a quick math before the show. Actually, say if some one of the sanitary worker cleans 5 hours a day, I mean, accounting for commute time, 5 hours a day, that would make them, for instance, 300 yuan a day. Mm-hmm. And then let's say they work 25 days. And then that's 7,500 yuan every month. That's a lot more than working at a hotel as a sanitary worker. And also in the sense that the hotels, they usually have very tough standards for those working there. I mean, those who are working there, they're supposed to clean 12 rooms in a minimum. And then in order for them to get bonus, they usually sometimes have to clean 17 and 18. And actually, the hospitality industry have commonly agreed that in order to safeguard the sanitary standard and making sure that the staff are not overworked, the maximum number of rooms to be cleaned within one day should be set at 13 or 14. So there's really no way to improve the standard of service under current situation where market competition is so intense and where the competition for sanitary workers is also intense.
You make a lot of good points, Liming, but I still don't think that not being paid enough is a good reason to clean the drinking glasses with a sponge.
Well, that's poisoning.
Or maybe if you survive from that, you become stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But that kind of joke is just sickening, I feel. And I think there's a lot more that the hotel can do, because as reality has shown, it is not enough to just set these people off and let them do their job, so to speak. I think, of course, I think more, I don't even know if this is called training or watching or some sort of incentive or some sort of like random inspections.
Yes.
Something like that. So that, I mean, we need to make sure that the folks are at least just doing your job. It's performing your duties. And
I agree.
Yeah.
I really think that auditing is huge. And a lot of times when different institutions, whether it's restaurants or hotels, fail inspections, there's a hefty fee that they have to pay. So this will definitely motivate management to make sure that things are, you know, everyone's crossing the T's and dotting the I's. But again, I really feel that training is very important. And for example, even something simple as wearing gloves. You know, a lot of people feel that a lot of workers think that when they wear gloves, they're protecting the environment from themselves. But also, it's a protection for them as well. And I think that companies can do a little bit better in communicating that to workers. Because mm-hmm. If you don't have gloves, for example, if you come to work, and this is another issue, lack of resources. If you don't have enough towels, you're going to reuse the same one to clean everything in that room.
Okay.
But if you have, you know, ample towels, then you can obviously use a towel for different things.
Okay.
But the gloves, I really think that if you don't have gloves, you're not going to want to touch certain things. So you're going to cut corners when you're cleaning. So having, you know, ample gloves and having enough equipment, and also when you have to refill the water in some of these places where you have to, they call them wash bins for the mops, and mops and rags are the top two for cross-contamination in a lot of these types of institutions. So having the facilities to change the water out regularly, having enough gloves, and training your staff to do that, because if they don't have this, they're going to, well, cut corners, and this is the biggest way to cross contaminate and to get people sick. You're going to start using dirty towels to clean things that shouldn't be used.
Tony, I appreciate you looking at human nature in such rosy glasses. I suppose I think, yeah, training, it sounds great, and ample supplies, and we're talking about 5-star hotels that are globally recognized. Would they not have enough towels? Would they not have enough washing liquid for their staff? If people are going to cut corners and not get caught and get away with it, unfortunately, I think all people are going to do that. That's just my very evil way of looking at human nature, I suppose. What is a solution, I suppose, of some sort to rectify this situation for you, Liming?
Well, there are talks about how the authorities should introduce tougher measures to sort of punish the violators of, say, hygiene protocols from those hotels. I mean, there is a logic. I mean, people tend to think that now that 5-star hotels even can't guarantee the hygiene conditions, what about those
budget hotels,
2-star hotels, 3-star hotels, all hotels that don't have stars? I mean, is the situation going to be worse than the situation in 5-star hotels? I mean, some officials are saying that the logic doesn't apply to other hotels because we are talking about specifically 5-star hotels. Other hotels are not necessarily the case. But really, is that the case? We what we are talking about is not purely five-star hotels. What we are talking about is the distortion in the market. There's a distortion that has resulted in managers trying to cut corners in pursuit of better profits. I mean, that logic would also apply to smaller hotels as well. And I imagine the only solution is for authorities to sort of have better oversight on this. I mean, honestly, the hotels, the management, when they are actively working to improve the profit, they certainly would do the math. I mean, what are the likelihoods of them being caught, and how much do they pay in case they are caught? I mean, is the fine more damage going to inflict more damage on the company's finance than just cutting corners? If cutting corners means more profit than paying the fine, then they will continue to do so.
Actually, for me, I think this is something that that has further implications, I think, in all kinds of industries and occupations. When you are not watched and you're just sort of expected to do your job, whatever it is, when you're on your own, will you be able to follow the protocol and standard and deliver? How many of us can do that? I think this is ultimately, for me at least, it's about these workers that should be doing such and such, following the books, but not.
We are talking about sanitary workers who make only 5 yuan for cleaning one individual room. And maybe work ethics is a little too much to ask for them?
I think that's a possibility. I think definitely money is a factor. And again, cleaning something thoroughly for only 5 yuan, it's a bit demotivating. So I definitely think money is definitely an issue here. But again, better cleaning practices, I think this needs to be trained. And just as an example, for example, if you wanted to use one towel, you could work from clean to dirty areas. You could use the clean towel to clean the cup first, right? And then from the cup, you could clean the counters. And then you could take that same towel and clean the toilets.
How could they not have already known this?
Apparently not. But this is all part of training. And this is part of the, for example, in the food industry and some of the, and these laws are here for a reason, because all over the world, I believe they've been violated. And so that's why some of these laws come into play. And I just think that here and now with this incident, this is going to raise awareness to this issue. And hopefully some of these practices will be implemented in some of these hotel chains here.
And this is not the first time that we saw some sort of sanitation scandal that came out from top hotels. Mm-hmm. I remember a year ago, if not, there was this huge brouhaha about the five-star hotels as well, not changing the bedding. Mm. And I think they conducted this search around the world, and it seemed that around the world, if the bedding turned out to be rather, unstained and looks all right and it's not a huge mess,
they won't wash it.
They won't, and they'll just puff the pillows, straighten the bedding, the linen, and present it perfectly until these detectives, so to speak, germaphobe high detectives went out to find out about this. And also, here's the conspiracy theory. I mean, who's going to benefit from all of this? Well, I'm thinking some competitors out there. Yeah,
definitely. It's definitely something that they could put into their marketing. Like, we actually wash all of our linens. And
what about Airbnb? What about a new way of traveling? And
bring your own sleep back.
Oh, that's so much work, Liming. I don't have one. Will you sponsor me with one?
It's funny you brought that up, though, because when I stay in hotels, I never use their blankets, because I don't know if it's because of that same study you mentioned, but I never use blankets because I feel that they're probably not clean.
Well, there's, I guess, if you really care about it that much, that's one thing to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're listening to Roundtable.